Lovely. Looks very nice. I'm used to doing gigs. I've done a few gigs recently, quite macho gigs, where I'll explain what a macho gig is. Basically, when a woman walks on, you can see them sort of thinking, there's a woman. This might be shit. Sexist, I call them. But I kind of want to cater for everyone. I want to make sure they're happy as well. So what I've done is I've catered for that, and I've just got a cock and balls. So, a lot more comfortable now. And what I've done is I've wetted the end there for realism. And I don't know why, but on the other side, I've written party time. Because I'm an optimist. So this is nice. I've given up drinking recently, and I'm not happy about it. But what's happened is I've formed an allergic reaction to alcohol. It's just as awful as it sounds. And what happens is one eye swells up. It's usually this guy. And it lasts for about a week. It goes really purple and swells up. And I had it for a whole week after my birthday. And every shop that I went into, like, especially if it was a female cashier, they'd just look at me like this. You knew she was thinking, just leave him. And it happened so many times in this week, right? I was going to get a T-shirt made saying, but I love him! Before this, I used to be a business lady, and I quit because of the glass ceiling effect, which is the same reason I left the British Museum. No, for that joke to work, you sort of have to know what a metaphorical glass ceiling is. Then you've got to know that the British Museum have got, like, the biggest ever glass ceiling. And then you've got to think it's funny, so... It's a bit of a tall order. But I like this job because you get to work from home quite a lot. And I like working from home because you can investigate different things. Like, if you run out of milk, this is quite a good tip, right? If you run out of milk, you can put yoghurt in your coffee and it totally ruins it. I've always liked older men, and I used to do this thing, like, I think all girls do it when they're about 15, 16. You go to the pub and you sort of want to get chatted up by sort of 19, 20 year olds, and they like 16 year olds, so it all works out perfectly. But I never knew what to say if they'd say, like, how old are you? Because I used to hate that question, because you can't say 15, like, in case they're not a nonce. I really hated this question, I dreaded it, right? Until I came up with this saying that I thought was so profound that when I said it, it wasn't even mine, I got it from somewhere, and I thought it was so profound, when I said this, they're going to think, she's so mature, she's at least 27. And we'll do a role play, right, and I'll give the answer that I gave every time when I was 15. So we'll pretend we're in Louisa Bay in Broadstairs, I'm 15, you're 19, you say to me, how old are you? And I'll give the answer verbatim that I gave, okay?
How old are you?
Age is not a time or place, it is a state of mind. Every time. Age is not a time or place, it's a state of mind. No one thought age was a time or place. You don't be like, oh yeah, just off on the holidays. Where are you going? 8 years old. What time are you going? 21 today. Ridiculous. The guy that I went out with before my boyfriend, he was a lot older. He was like 45. But one of the cool ones, like, he wore trainers and everything, so don't worry. He was nice, a nice guy, but we realised we were totally incompatible when we were on a mini break. And it's nice doing that, because then we spent the last 2 days just as friends. And there's such a level of refreshing honesty that you get in that situation, because you don't want anything from each other. And we were so honest and having nice chats to the point that when we drove back to the airport, the radio was on. And I said to him, what's your favourite song? There's a sort of level of banter you can expect if you're my friend. And he's... Well, that is a hard question, what's your favourite song? Like, I would come up with, like, 20 songs, and then I'd email them a week later going, well, I forgot about Taj Mahal and Blind Melon! But he knew his mind, perhaps because he was 45. And I said to him, what's your favourite song? And straight away, he said, Robbie Williams. Angels. Yes. Robbie Williams. Some people are not bothered. It's been inside me. Guy, like, we were dating for 3 months before that, you know, like, I thought, who is this guy, you know? And so I said to him, well, who's your ideal woman, thinking, well, it's definitely not me. And I thought, maybe he'd say Britney Spears, perfectly reasonable, very, probably a nice girl. And he said, well, this is verbatim, he said, well, I've got a blue DVD at home. It's not a great start, is it? Also, who uses the word blue? A 45-year-old. So, I've got a blue DVD at home, and there's a 17-year-old girl in that, and I'd quite like to spunk in her face. Now, gentlemen, what is wrong with you? You can have a full stop after that, but what is wrong with you that when you see something of aesthetic beauty, you think to yourself... Well, I can't fully appreciate that without redecorating it. Hey, it's weird. I mean, do you go to a museum and be like, oh, what a lovely ancient relic from another civilization? Going to have to spaff all over that. Oh, Auntie Pauline, what a lovely floral dress. Et cetera, et cetera. I should have used any other name apart from Pauline, because I have got an Auntie Pauline. But my mum and dad are quite bright. Well, they're really bright. And my stepdad especially, really, really intelligent. And I always wonder why I'm not more intelligent. I mean, I do, I'm not that thick that I think, oh, hang on, my stepdad's really clever. Why haven't I inherited any of her? I'm not intelligent enough, and instead of doing something about it, I moan about it to my friends. So I'll be like, oh, I'm not intelligent enough. And because they're nice people, they're like, don't worry, Lou, you've got good emotional intelligence. Yeah, I'll be on your quiz team, shall I? This is me on a quiz team. Why did Mussolini invade wherever he invaded? I've done all the research. Why did Mussolini invade? I've got this team. Is it because he was a middle child? Something to do with breastfeeding. But I think generally, like, dumb people are more entertaining. They are, because I got on a train, I was coming back from Wales, I know, how the other half live, and there was this guy, and he was so, I did really like him. He was probably having, like, a bit of a day, a bit of a to-do, and, Right, we're doing an impression of him because I went to City Lit acting class for the weekend. Guys, it's going to be £50 well spent. So I'm just going to go into it. And, OK, if you shout action... and then... Have you spent any time in the performing arts? I mean, I don't want to... I've got to get into character. I mean, I know I'm a great actor, but I've got to get into character, for God's sake. Well, I like your commitment, but let me just get into... I mean, we can't all be professionals. OK.
And action.
That was lovely. Yes, I think so. It was so lovely. Because what you did there is you prepped me up with an and you let the and press you. And actually, I mean, it was a dream come true in terms of directing. Watch out, the crew. Okay. But then I interrupted myself, so not your fault. Okay. And by the way, we're on a train. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, this isn't homophobic, it's just the way that he spoke. So it's important to remember that.
Action.
Hello, everybody. This is Barry speaking, your cabin crew member for today. We're on a train. I regret to inform you that the boiler has broken, OK? There'll be no tea, no coffee, and no hot chocolates. I've got to phone my manager in Swindon and sort this out. Off you pop then, Paz, because I'm a bit parched. But a minute later, he was back to the tannoy. And no one had even got on or off the train, right? So good for him, committed, you know. But he had the exact same message. 2 minutes later, he's back again. This time he goes, "I'm sorry, people. Things have gone from bad to worse. We are now totally out of Fanta." So, if you did want a tea, a coffee, a hot chocolate, or a Fanta, this is now not possible. Oh. Well, Beverly has just found 2 bottles of Fanta. Women and children first. OK, you've been really nice. I'm going to come to the end of my set now, but you've been lovely. And it's weird with stand-up because people talk about themselves a lot, and I always think that's a bit, you know, like comics go, "Oh, another thing about me." And it's sort of, oh, God, really? But it's a weird one because people say, "Oh, talk about what you know." And I know myself so well, sometimes I finish my own sentences. Piss off. Okay, so this is basically what I'm saying is, you've been very kind, and this is now to give back, this is to you. So we just...
Fishing for compliments, there's the one, hey, that's a nice jumper. Fishing for compliments, that's a nice sentiment. La 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 la. Fishing for compliments, that's a hey, that's a nice jumper. Fishing for compliments, that's a nice sentiment. La 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 la.
Okay. What's your name? Jordan. Jordan, he must be very excited about his compliment. Okay, Jordan, if your face was on currency, I would have a very sticky purse.
Fishing for compliments, that's a nice sentiment. La 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 la. Fishing for compliments, tell someone, hey, that's a nice jumper. Fishing for compliments, that's a nice sentiment.
Okay, what's your name? Chantelle. It must be very excited as well about. Okay. Very slick, Lou. How do you do it? I don't know. Chantelle, you are like a fine, expensive bottle of wine. You just keep getting left on the shelf. It's okay, I chose a very pretty girl with a high self-esteem. Vision for compliments. Someone, hey, that's a nice jumper. Vision for compliments. Fishing for compliments, that's a sentiment. La 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 la. Basically, just hitting someone with a stick. Passing it off as comedy. Okay, what's your name? Simon. You'd be perfect if you just washed your cock once in a while. And thanks in advance for all the positive tweets about how much you've enjoyed my set. Goodbye!